I'm talking to Marcus Davy, who has generously donated time and space at the Roundhouse. Can you tell me how you first got involved in the project for TEDx?
TEDx came to us. I'd met Evan before, but he came to us and said, could we do this event here? That's really how it came about. And my involvement in it was starting off with just giving a little talk about what the Roundhouse was about at the beginning. The way we involve young people, the way that they're heart of our organization. And then I was asked to host the first session, which was a little bit more dramatic than I was expecting, because I was running up and down stage all the time. I think the thing about this whole TEDx event is the amazing dedication of the 1,000 or more people who are here to involving young people in a creative future, but not only a creative future, but through their education, through a creative education, through creative learning, and through embracing arts organisations, all sorts of organisations, into enabling young people to find their way in life through into a professional life by involving their own imaginations, their creativity, at the very heart of what they're going to do.
I think what was interesting about tonight is that TEDx seems to be moving on, because before now I think it's been criticised of being probably too hermetically sealed and not reaching out. And in the sense, tonight it seems that there is a spirit, through talking to lots of people, of opening out more into the community, opening up the portals, getting involved with communities, pulling people in. I know the Roundhouse does a lot of work with younger people, but it would be interesting to see more younger people from schools in here at a TEDx event. I don't know if people were there in the background.
This is a TEDx organized event. We at the Roundhouse had our whole youth advisory board here. They've been involved in the activities. The people who've live-streamed the show have all been young people who come through the Roundhouse training programs. I think there are about 200 young people from colleges and schools who are in the audience today. There are young people on the stage. If I was younger, I could be a younger person. I think, no, the young people are absolutely the heart of this project. We wouldn't have wanted it to be here if it wasn't they weren't absolutely the heart of it. The young people who spoke on the stage were, for me, the most inspiring part of it. They were absolutely phenomenal, and I wish that only in some small way I could have been so amazing when I was that age. I'm kind of green with envy. I think with these people who are talking, and people like Jude Kelly, myself, who are running arts organisations, they wouldn't have wanted to be involved in an event that was hermetically sealed, that was only for a few. We absolutely are committed to the very core of what we're about, to being involved with young people. They're what drive me, drive the Roundhouse. That's what the South Bank does a lot of work in doing, and Jude's made some commitments to developing that into the future as well. So that's what it is about for us.
Thank you, because that's a provocation, really, because the perception is that. But now you've stated the case, which is quite interesting.